Pie.
Oh boy, what flavor?
Pie. Pie. Pie.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Pie hungry, I'm Dad.
Why did you name me this way?
Why?
I baked you a pie.
All right, we're talking PIE and PHC, Pregnancy Help Center of Rice Lake. We have the assistant director of PHC, Rachel Swenson, live with us in studio here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Rachel, and thank you for driving all the way here from Rice Lake early in the morning to join us and talk about Slice of Life this Sunday.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here.
So, Slice of Life, was this your brainchild?
No, it absolutely was not, but I'm all for it.
So tell us about what's going on. Again, it's this Sunday at the Church Barn in Barron.
Yeah, so it'll be this Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5, and we'll have some food there. We'll have chili and some slab pies and cornbread, things like that. And then we're going to have three different kind of events during it. So we'll have a pie eating contest, a pie auction where we're going to auction off 39 pies, and then we're having Pie the Pastor, which will be the last part of the day.
So I'll jump in real quick here. The 39 pies is to celebrate the 39 babies' lives that have been saved in the last year through the Ministry of Pregnancy Help Center. I know you did it last year with cakes. I mean, and it's a very tangible thing, too, so people can actually see why this number 39. It's because of the 39 babies that have been saved.
That's outstanding, and that's got to be exciting to make that kind of difference as you do your work there.
Yeah, it is cool, and it's really neat to see, just for people to see the vast number that is, and to think even of these as like birthday pies for babies who get to celebrate birthdays now.
Mm. Oh, I love that. I just love that. I love the whole thing, the whole slice of life and representing those 39 little precious babies and celebrating them with pie. What a fantastic, fantastic event.
Now, the Church Barn, tell us a little bit about the venue, the Church Barn. I haven't been there myself, which I'm kind of ashamed to say because obviously we both grew up in that area too, but not hard to find, just outside of Barron.
Right. So it's just, it's between Rice Lake and Barron. They've used it a lot for a wedding venue, and actually it's pretty new. They've only been open for about a year or so, but they're excited to work with us and to do some different events there as well. So it's, it's kind of out in the country, and it's a barn. And then if the weather cooperates, then we'll be able to do some things outside too. But if not, it's a really nice big area inside as well.
So no Packer football Sunday. They play Monday night. And again, in Wisconsin, you need to mention
there
that.
There was planning that went
yeah,
into
absolutely.
This. There was absolute planning that went into this.
If it's not a Packer bye week, then at least it's an off day. But again, this is a fundraiser. Can you talk about the specifics when you say chili and cornbread? Is there a cost just to eat at all? And what is the cost and some of these different specifics going on?
Sure. So it's just a free will donation for the meal. And then people are raising money. There have been a bunch of little pie tins that have gone out to churches, and people have picked them up from PHC. And then people are asking their friends and family members to donate money. And then if you didn't get a chance to get one of those pie tins and you still want to donate, there will be opportunities to do that at the event. Each pastor will have a box where you can stick money in there. And then the pastor with the most money is the one who will be pied. You can also donate at the auction, so we'll see how high these pies will go for. We've got a lot of people who are working really hard to make all sorts of different pies. So
my wife is making a pie, and again, there's a little pride with you need to bid the most and get your wife's pie. So so we're planning
absolutely.
On that. And then Pie the Pastor is exciting because our pastor, who also happens to be our dad, is one of the ones that could be up to get pied. So I would encourage people to come show up and in Pastor Steve Swenson's box to just stuff a load of money in that.
Absolutely.
So have you and your siblings been like, and especially your younger siblings, have you guys been like counting your pennies and saving up so that they can get dad pied?
I think there has been some of that going on. I know some kids at my church last night were like, we have $34.
Yay! Oh, cute.
So that's neat. It's neat to see. This is very much a family event, so it's neat to see the kids getting involved and also taking a stand for life, too, even at that young age.
Wonderful.
What kind of pie is your wife making?
Mixed berry with a lattice crust.
Oh.
And speaking of pie, before we let you go, Rachel, what in the world did you bring us here? And now this is my dear mother, I believe, was the one who created this extraordinary
pie.
Bless
her
post
heart.
A picture of it.
What kind of pie is this?
It is a chocolate peanut butter pie. So it has a graham cracker crust.
Mom loves me.
And homemade hot fudge sauce. And then
homemade hot fudge sauce. What?
A nice creamy peanut butter layer. And it's all topped with whipped whipped cream, Reese's peanut butter cups, and more chocolate sauce.
I carried it in here. It is really a heavy pie.
Thank you, Mom. And again, it's pies like these made with love and care that will be at the event. And again, just to recap, this Sunday afternoon from when to when at the Church Barn and Barron?
From 3 to 5.
All right. And all are welcome, too. So again, if you don't have a chance to fundraise ahead of time, you certainly can just show up and give. Thank you, Rachel, for coming in. Rachel from PHC.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So just a life observation. What does Tim Hawkins say about comedy, Caleb?
Live your life. Make observations and tell strangers.
There we go. So that's what we're going to do here. So I'm living my life, and I just wonder, in this social media age with, you know, texting and Facebook Messenger and all the different ways we communicate, like, sometimes is it sort of puzzling when the conversation's over? In a phone call, or somebody visits you in person, you say goodbye, it's obvious it's done. But I've had recent experience over the weekend where once, twice, three times, I messaged people, and in all of those instances, I didn't get a response, and I didn't have to get one, but probably in all of those, if it was me, at least two out of three, I think I would have responded.
Right.
And so I just wonder about that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, too, I mean, even with, say, my sister who had a birthday yesterday, happy belated birthday, Hannah. And I know sometimes, like, she is very, very adept at texting back so quickly and so fast that sometimes I don't even get my reply in. But every once in a while, if I text Hannah and I don't hear anything back,
yeah,
like right away, it's, well, what did I say something dumb?
Did I do something wrong?
Actually, you're very good at texting back.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you are good at that.
I'm hit or miss. I'm truly just hit or miss in what I have going on in my life. My bigger quandary is, when are the conversations done? Because sometimes they just keep going and lingering and you don't want to leave them hanging, but you don't want to be a pest. And it's just like you keep exchanging, but then it gets a little ridiculous. When does the conversation end?
Yeah, in one instance for me, I guess the one that's probably lingering, and I had to wrestle with it. It took about 48 hours before I'm like, all right, just let it go. But it was like I paid a compliment. It was somebody I'd seen, hadn't seen in quite a while, maybe close to a year or more. And then just, hey, this was really, really great to see you. Wish you the best for your family. And it was just like crickets.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I would have probably said thanks or something.
Something.
You know?
Well, and so, I've had that too, where like I friend someone on Facebook, like an old friend from high school, and like they friend you on Facebook. So you like message them, hey, I haven't seen you in 20 some years.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's new? Like, sure. You know.
Oh, I had that happen
and then,
too.
Like, crickets. And what's funny is, like, I have to reach out to an old high school friend because I'm like, she would know the answer to this. Like, I need a resource. She's the person.
Yeah.
And I, like, went into Messenger and, yeah, she never responded to my, hey, haven't seen you in 20 years. Like, what's up? What's new? And now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Is it going to be weird if I message her and she sees that I had messaged her, like, 4 years ago?
It's kind of interesting with, I don't know if this is a generational thing or not, but I have this phone in my hand almost like it's a new appendage that has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And yet so many times I will look at it just aghast and agape and with surprise. Why is someone calling me? It's just text me. Why are you calling me? And so I have to, and now thankfully what I do when I'm off the air deals a lot with phone conversations and email and things like that too. So I have to kind of get past maybe my millennial. Phones aren't used for calling. They're just used for texting and surfing the web, too. But it is interesting, too, where it's like, well, wait, is something wrong? Why are they calling? Why can't...
My 14-year-old was trying to coordinate stuff with their friends, and I'm like, just call them. I'm not calling them, Mom.
Who does that?
We don't talk on the phone. And I'm like, why did I buy you a phone?
And see, I am a caller. I mean, I make a lot of calls for sales, too, when I'm away. But, I mean, I'm not afraid of it. And I kind of like it. And so
I just
if you're a caller, then I'm like, why are you calling me?
So many times, there's like, I could just have a five-minute conversation and clear up all the details. And it would deal with it so efficiently rather than 1,000 texts and going back and forth
for them to respond,
and then it carries on all day.
The anxiety
and it's like,
of waiting, because again, texting, emails, fractured communication, right? So you're waiting for the response rather than something instantaneous.
Yes,
we probably would be a lot less stressed if we just talked things through.
Right.
Speaking of less stressed, Hillary, is that pie de-stressing you?
That's so good. I mean, it's bad. I mean, it's
I'm telling the guys, okay, listener, I'm telling the guys it tastes like Brussels sprouts, and I'll just, to take one for the team, yeah. I'll just take it home.
Just take the rest
and,
home.
And get rid of it so that they don't
it's
have to
selfless
try
of you.
It. I know. I'm
There's
really.
There's a picture on Facebook if you're wondering what in the world we're talking in the WWE
Facebook
page.
Chocolate pie.
It's
I love
like
Caleb's
stupid
reaction because what your mom made it, I mean, she steps up, mom of the year, right? And you're mm-hmm. like, my mom loves me because she knows what her son likes. Mm.
Yes. Mothers so can good. Put love into so many different things. My mom can put love into a sandwich, and you just know. Mm-hmm. You just know that if she made you a sandwich, it's incredible.
John Dirks from Thorpe is calling us and saying that he's connecting, but don't leave him hanging. We got to text him back. Now he's saying we should be playing the Micah Tyler song, Millennial.
Yes, that is a solid one.
Well, Caleb, you and I, at least off air, we've been talking since Tuesday about Ellen DeGeneres' comments, which I guess originally came on Monday. She had been at the Packers-Cowboys game on Sunday, and she kind of explains it in this clip we're going to play here. And then we're going to tell you, because this saga is ongoing, and we'll tell you more.
When we were invited, I was aware that I was going to be surrounded with people from very different views and beliefs. And I'm not talking about politics. I was rooting for the Packers. And get this, everybody in the Cowboys suite was rooting for the Cowboys. And so I had to hide my cheese hat in Porsche's purse. And don't get me wrong. I like the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. I love all the Village people, as a matter of fact. But Aaron Rodgers is a friend of mine. He's the quarterback for the Packers, and so I'm sitting in the Cowboys suite, the owner of the Cowboys, and secretly cheering every time the Packers scored or every time another whistleblower came forward. And the referees, you guys, the referees. But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together, and so... People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And, but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. But here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
So anyhow, that was that, and it was largely sub. I mean, all sorts of people were sharing it on social media Tuesday and Wednesday. But then yesterday, Avengers star Mark Ruffalo, who's actually from Wisconsin, he's been in many, many movies. He said he's not having any of it. He tweeted out yesterday that until Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, we can't even begin to talk about kindness. And Hollywood actress Susan Sarandon also chiming in as that. But it seems along these lines in terms of kindness is controversial.
It is. You know what's very, very interesting to me? So, okay, I've had a busy week, and not to make it about me, but I've had a very busy week. I've presented at a conference last week, two different sessions, and then I was presenting in Madison day before yesterday. And here's where I'm going with this. So many of the people that I presented with, presented to, and presented for, I don't agree with. But I gave an entire presentation at this conference about find the common ground, find the middle ground, build a relationship, a respectful, kind relationship with people, even if you disagree with them. Build relationships with people, have discussions in respectful, kind manners. That's what's going to bring about change in this world. Not standing and beating your shoe on a desk and telling everyone that they're wrong. No. Mm-hmm. Being kind, respectful, friendly, and building relationships is how we're all going to unify and come together on the common ground to help bring about bigger change in this nation and in this state.
And the thing is, I know with Ellen, too, I mean, there was a lot of controversy when one of our top artists, Lauren Daigle, was mm-hmm. on the Ellen DeGeneres mm-hmm. show. And then there were a lot of people that were heavily, heavily criticizing Lauren for being on that program. And you may not agree with Ellen's lifestyle or her politics mm-hmm. or all those things. But here she is saying, you know what? Here I am sitting with George W. Bush. And it could be that there are a lot of you listening who were big fans of George W. Bush and still are, too, with his politics and his lifestyle. And here they are, kind of polar opposites. And she's saying, you know what? I can be friends with people I disagree with. Mm-hmm. And we can all be kind to one another. And what Mark and I were talking about off the air is, you know, I might not personally agree with a lot of things that Ellen does, but how come she was the first one to make that move toward the middle, saying we can be kind to one another? Shouldn't that have come from maybe our side? You know, from Christ-honoring followers of Jesus, shouldn't we be the first ones to say, you know, we love you and we can be kind to you even if we vigorously disagree?
And isn't that what Jesus did?
Her message, I think, in the clip we played, right, as it stood for a couple of days, was one that you could have heard from Mr. Rogers or Jesus. I mean, in terms of kindness.
Yeah.
In fact, Jesus said, go look at it in the Sermon on the Mount. Basically, I'm not just saying love those who love you. Anyone can do that, but love those who hate you. Love your enemies. Mm-hmm. And to love is to be kind.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.